This is topic 11, where we continue talking about behaviors in coaching that detract from efforts and effectiveness. The next characteristic is intellectual withdrawal. This is the denial of any new knowledges or procedures as being useful for the coaching endeavor. This avoids having to change coaching behaviors and justifies the status quo, that is, the coaching inertia. Sports science is continually revealing new factors that, if applied to coaching, will improve athletes' performances. And so the denial of such knowledge justifies the presence and requires the coach not to have to change. The outcome of that particular behavior is the coach will become outmoded very quickly. The next factor are expedient evaluations. When new procedures are tried, they're expected to produce instant results. This indicates a lack of understanding of human adaptation and performance improvement. When new procedures are tried, they should be done in an objective manner with objective evaluations on their effect. In one sense, one could propose that coaches need to have some understanding of applied research techniques to determining the value of new introduced elements in the sporting environment. The next factor is the relabeling complex. Old procedures are continued but described in new, irrelevant, and/or incorrect terms to promote the impression of progression. Often the coach talks the new language but persists with coaching inertia and the same old activities. Consequently, believing what a coach says must be evaluated for reliability by observing what the coach does. Self-deception refers to new procedures and ideas being attempted but gradually faded into previous organization and programs but retained with new labels. Thus, the behaviors and program content do not change, but the labels or the talk surrounding the programs do. Normally, the transformation of this nature is so gradual that the coach cannot see through it, although outside observers might. Objective evaluations of coaching behaviors and coaching content are valuable attributes to a good sporting circumstance. Such evaluations guard against self-deception. The tenth characteristic is self-talk and self-importance. In discussions concerning athletes and coaching, there's a high frequency of omission of the first-person pronouns, I, or the royal we, and descriptions of one's own programs and procedures as examples of the topic under discussion. Essentially, the coach can talk of nothing else other than what he or she does and his or her programs as being the best examples of the sport. This self-importance leads to little discussion about others' programs or controversial suggestions or new features that are developed from other sources such as sports science. This narcissistic approach to coaching is extremely limiting and does reduce coaching effectiveness. This completes topic 11.